We start today with an acknowledgement. How
and
do we not?
I would like to start with that acknowledgement with a moment of silence.
All right, fine. Do you want to start with the moment of silence, or do you want to start with...
Let's go with the acknowledgement, then the moment of silence.
I would think, because otherwise you just have a moment of silence.
And the moment of silence. Well,
it's already past two because we've already started, and there's been no moment of silence.
But maybe it's an improvement on our podcast if it just starts with silence.
But then people, this is what happens sometimes, and I get annoyed when this happens. If I purchase a new album, okay?
Yep.
And you know what I mean by purchase, illegally
download.
Yeah,
when you illegally download.
Right. And sometimes, every so often, you get an album that starts with a little bit of silence. 3-4 seconds of silence as they kind of ramp into the album.
A tape leader.
Whatever. I don't know.
Tape header.
I had a tape leader and...
Yeah, that's where you lost all that weight.
That's how I lost the... The doctor came in, he said, I don't know if you've been stepping in dog poop or what.
Just melted off you. Somebody said to me as we walked in, hey, Black took off the fat suit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's awkward. I didn't tell them you had a tape leader.
I had a tape leader. So they start the album with 3-4 seconds of silence. I find myself checking my iPod to make sure the thing is going. And then as soon as I check it, then the music starts. And ooh, that gets my goat every time.
Yeah, your goat has gotten.
It's like I never even had the goat.
It's like you never got a goat. You didn't purchase that goat in the first place.
I illegally downloaded the goat.
Yeah.
Archie West, 97 years old, inventor of Doritos. Now passed into the great snack food aisle in the supermarket in the sky. And we wouldn't be in the snack game without a fellow like Archie West. We're standing on the shoulders of giants right now.
Giant. We're standing on the shoulders of giant right now.
Yeah, one giant, I guess.
Archie. Now, there's a couple of things you have to mention when you talk about Archie. The first is, yeah, his empire over there at Frito-Lay.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is Archie.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a fellow named Archie in the snack game.
Archie invents some of the greatest long-lasting snacks, and he's called Archie.
Unbelievable.
And the other thing is, let's give a little pause, too, to the fact that he's not just Archie Johnson.
Mm-mm.
Archibald West. Archie West.
You're not going to do any better than that.
You're not. I mean, you really aren't, are you?
I mean, the guy could have rested on his laurels as soon as his parents named him.
Sure.
Archibald West. All right, I'm done.
I'm good. I'm
and then
good.
He goes out, 1964, invents the fucking Dorito.
Oh, man. And then you think, well, cake, I'm good from there.
Yeah. And
he kind of was.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was it for Archie. They said, his family said they're sprinkling Dorito dust into the dirt.
I read that.
When they buried him.
It's great. That was actually in the newspapers.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I just read it.
You know, I got a heads up from Jason over there at Practical Pictures. We both shed a tear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that anybody who is kind of a snackologist.
Sure.
Or
snack-a-tier.
A Mayfair. That's not what they were called.
A Mayfair?
What are our guys called again?
Mateys?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's wearing the fag suit now, Tom?
I am. Over here. And yeah. And so I found out about that, and quickly, you know, I went to, you don't go to the papers anymore. You go to the intranet.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Holy cow. This guy, I mean, 97 years old. Did we mention that?
Yeah.
He passed away. We did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So we did then.
Okay.
Yeah. So mates did. I mean, 97 years old. Talk about a life. And so the thing I was saying was, really, when your name is Archie, mm-hmm. when you've invented the Dorito and you come three shy of a C note in terms of longevity, you know, your passing is really more cause for celebration.
It is, absolutely. And I raise a Dorito to you, Archie West.
Yes, Archie West, as you look down at us from on high, may you guide this podcast, keep us clear from sin, and help us to be the best snackologists we can be.
Archie West. Mike and Tom eat snacks. Welcome to Mates, everybody.
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Mr. Tom Cavanaugh.
Let me at him, champ. Let me at him. I'll knock his block off.
Stormtroopers hitting the floor. Ground. Is it ground or floor? Which is it?
Let's go ground, because, you know, sometimes they're not on floor.
Uh-huh.
But floor can be ground.
I guess so.
Ground encompasses floor.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Yeah, that's
sure.
good.
I think that's good.
Today on Mates, we haven't done this in a long time.
No, we haven't. And we have to talk about our quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for first off, what we have, folks, is a healthy snack.
That's what I meant when I said we hadn't done this in a long time. I hadn't done a healthy snack in a long time.
A healthy snack.
Healthy snack.
Healthy snack.
Healthy snack.
Healthy snack.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
I like that in our viewer mail, and we know they're not viewers, we were admonished. I can't remember the fellow's name. I'm going to call him Rancid. Mm-hmm. And Rancid at AOL, admonished us for attacking stormtroopers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I recall that, right.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he himself was a stormtrooper.
Yeah, his picture is a stormtrooper.
Right.
And I can see why, if you're a stormtrooper, you're like, man.
Cut us some slack.
He was like, quit killing stormtroopers. And I was explaining to Rancid at AOL, we ain't killing them. They're hitting the ground to avoid. There's heavy shit out there.
Yeah, in my mind, we were killing them.
Yeah, we were killing them.
Yeah.
Don't tell Rancid that. I don't want a stormtrooper after my arse. So what we got here today, Michael, you want to tell the viewers and not the viewers?
Tom procured from the R&D department here at Mates Worldwide headquarters a plastic baggie filled with frozen boiled soybeans, a.k.a. edamame.
Edamame.
Edamame. Edamame. Edamame. Edamame.
Now, why that isn't a Public Enemy song, I will never know. Because you sounded a lot like Chuck D just then.
Well, I think it probably was at the beginning when they were trying to figure out whether they wanted to be a Coney Island kind of sing-along band or whether they wanted to kind of, you know, set their mark as
Hip-hop-a-tours?
Hip-hop-a-tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they chose the latter.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
And Tom came in from the R&D department with the baggie filled with frozen edamame. We brought it to the recirculation center, which is where we keep all our heating equipment and cooking equipment.
It's
and
not the lab, just so people who are kind of familiar with us know. No. This is not the lab. This is not where
this
we
is a whole different wing.
And this is not R&D. This is basically food maintenance is what our circulation department is.
So we bring it over to the recirculation department. We pop it in one of our high-speed convection ovens there.
And what was my gaffe?
Tom neglected.
Oh, my gosh.
And I say this with all due respect.
No, it was a complete
like a fucking mistake. Idiot.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
To bring salt.
Yeah. Now, picture yourself at home, folks. You've got the edamame ready to go. You're putting your feet up. You've got the Desperate Housewives on. And boom, you forgot the salt.
There's no point in eating edamame if you're not going to have salt.
My good friend once said to me, I eat the edamame for my salt fix.
That's right. That's why you eat edamame. Look, boiled soybeans, you hear that, mouth start watering. Boiled soybeans with salt, teeth start chattering, knees start shaking, ears start waggling.
Beds start breaking.
People
earth starts quaking. Yeah.
So we had to go on a quest, as you said, for salt. So what Tom says, where are we going to find salt? And he says it in a kind of mocking way.
I wasn't mocking yet. I was mocking after you had the suggestion that let's ask the interns.
I know. I said, let's ask the lady.
The ladies.
The ladies. I specifically was looking at one lady in the cubicle. And you know, Mates has grown. So we've gotten to the point now where I don't know people's names. There's too many people
and
here.
That's the difference. I know all their names.
Okay. I didn't know her names.
No, you don't know anybody's names. You walk in here and sometimes you're like, hello, Jan. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Right, right.
He's been with us for every podcast.
It happened today.
Yeah. You walked in, you're like, Jürgen? I'm like, what do you mean Jürgen?
I know.
And then you're like, it's European. I know he's European.
I know.
I'm like, where's he from? And what did you say?
Europe.
And I'm like, yeah, but what country? And you said?
Europe.
And I was like, my God, Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing was, Ian, I'm talking about, you can call him Olaf.
Right.
You can call him Jan.
Right.
And don't call him late for dinner.
No.
But he's so good-natured, as they are in Norway, that he kind of laughed off the fact that... I think
he thought I was kidding.
I don't know. I mean, I think...
And maybe it's happened one too many times.
I think by now he's like, it's not a funny joke. It's never been a funny joke. You walk in here and you don't know the producer's name.
Right. But I didn't know the lady's name. And I said, why don't you ask the lady? And that's when
I started mocking you.
Uh-huh.
Because my
and it's not in your nature to mock. No, that's what really cut me to the quick, friend.
But in my defense, friend, I was sitting there watching the you know the ladies, the interns in the cubicles at Mates, and you're like your suggestion, let's get salt. To me, it was a ribald suggestion. It was outrageous because to me, who carries around salt? Mm-hmm. That's all I was thinking, and that's hence the mockery. We asked two people,
right,
and the second one had salt.
Yeah.
Then we asked a third. She's like, oh, I have plenty of salt. And she reaches into her purse, I guess.
I don't know what it was. A bag of some sort?
Some carrying bag.
Sure.
And produces
a clutch.
A clutch. No, it wasn't a clutch. Clutch is smaller, I think. This was a larger bag. This was like a laundry size bag of, you know,
She had a laundry sack.
In her laundry sack, she produces three packets of salt.
A bindle. She had a bindle on a stick. She was a hobo.
She was a hobo, essentially. Yeah.
Right. So you figure with hobos, they got to carry.
And I had said to her, why don't you ask that tramp? And I didn't mean it as.
No. You meant it in the literal sense.
Exactly right.
So, you know, two out of the three interns
two
had
three
salt.
Lady interns were carrying salt on their person.
And so now we've liberally applied salt to our edamame. Before we sample.
Snapshot it up.
Got to snapshot it. Now, Tom, or I should say our producer.
Oh, come on. I just said it.
I know his name. I'm just saying our producer.
No, you went our producer and you were about to say his name and then you didn't because you can't remember it. What's his name?
Jurgen? Is it Jurgen?
Yeah, I suppose you could call him Jurgen. Jurgen's a pretty strong name.
Not bad at all. Not as good as Archibald West.
Oh,
not
hell
bad.
No. What is? I mean, Nelson Rockefeller?
Yeah,
I'm
but
trying
that,
to think of names that are as good as Archie West.
That has implications. Mm. It's a loaded name.
All right.
Do you want to take a picture of your edamame?
Yeah.
So our producer procured for us.
Wait. What was that little there? Because it was like.
Our producer, yeah. Procured for us some, you can hear it, some ceramic, some porcelain, some plates from which to eat the edamame. Now that makes a difference. You don't want to eat edamame. You don't want to heat the edamame in the plastic bag. Because what happens is.
You don't want to heat the edamame?
You don't want to heat?
I like to heat edamame.
No?
I love heating edamame.
Edamame is delicious to eat.
I love to heat it.
Oh, Tom.
What?
This is why it's so hard to do a podcast with somebody with a less than perfect command of the English language.
I love heating edamame. What's the problem?
Your Canadian accent is coming through so strong right now.
I don't know even what you're talking about. I love to heat edamame. I just took an art shot, which we're going to post on the website. What's the name of the website again?
Matescast.com.
I love that you don't either. I'm going to defy the viewers and one of the viewers to pick out which is the edamame and which is you.
So he procured for us these lovely plates and bowls. And you don't want to heat it in the plastic because what happens is
the peptides boil and become carcinogenic.
Oh, you don't want that.
Nope.
You don't want that at all. You don't want to put it in like styrofoam. You did like you want it on what he gave us.
Yeah, plates and bowls.
This is why I'm going to feel so bad when I fire him. Because he does a good job.
You'll probably fire the wrong guy because you'll say, you're fired, Jeffrey.
Entirely possible.
Mm-hmm. Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet. All right, so I'm going to delve into... Michael. Ah. No, it's been a while. We've been yapping for so long. It's
cooled off.
Yeah,
it's kind of room temp.
Yeah,
but that's all right for me with edamame.
I prefer it warmer. Mm-hmm. But and this is the key. It really is. It's a great combination. This is a healthy snack, apart from the NaCl that's coursing through our veins.
Mm-hmm.
But it is such a great. It's like popcorn. You know, popcorn without salt. Who's the idiot eating that? And there are those idiots. Believe you me. There are some art house theaters where we'll give you the popcorn without the salt. I'm just kind of like, what? And then they have the salt shaker on the side. Yep. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, don't eat popcorn.
Yeah, but if you go to those theaters, it's your fault anyway.
You think so?
Yeah. Going to see some.
Yeah, but sometimes I just want to see the latest Susan Sarandon movie.
That's what you came up with? Yeah. Art house name
As
Susan
I said
Sarandon.
It cracked me up.
You know Mary Lou Henner?
Who, the gambler? When yeah. I say gambler, I mean gymnast.
Yeah, no, that's Mary Lou Retton.
Right.
Mary Lou Henner is...
Oh,
the chick with the gams.
John Travolta.
No?
Yeah,
John Travolta
is
an actor.
No. They did a movie together called, I think, Perfect 10 or something like that.
Mm, probably possible. She started on Taxi.
Yeah,
and then
that's
she had
the same
other
one.
Shows.
That's who I'm talking about.
She had a talk show or something, or she was on a talk show once where she was doing, she got into like a healthy living kick. Uh-huh. This is maybe 10 years ago.
Just and like Susan Sarandon.
No, I don't think like Susan Sarandon.
Like Goldie Hawn?
But like Suzanne Somers, perhaps.
Yep.
Who also got into a healthy kick, but I did not see her talking about this. She was on a talk show talking about ways that you could do healthy living, and she was talking in a kind of pompous, condescending way and saying, oh, what I do is I give my kids, instead of junk food, boiled soybeans. They love it. They eat it like popcorn. And my initial thought was, fuck you. I don't want to hear about you and your fucking boiled soybeans. Nobody's ever going to eat boiled soybeans. This is before I had tried edamame. Uh-huh. Turns out, I was the asshole. Mary Lou Henner was absolutely correct. Not only is it delicious, my kids also like edamame.
Do you know the Henners are big fans of this podcast?
I did not know.
True story.
Did not know.
I met her kid. He was like, dude, I love the podcast.
And the kid probably had a healthy glow about him because he's been eating nothing but edamame since he was a child.
Healthiest looking guy I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a rock climber slash triathlete.
Mm-hmm.
Slash Sherpa.
Right. So Mary Lou Henner, obviously correct. Me, obviously.
I always thought Mary Lou Henner was very attractive.
I
always thought, don't debate it. It's not a debate. I always thought Mary Lou Henner was very attractive.
I'm not debating your opinion of Mary Lou Henner.
I always thought she was very attractive.
I had to process my own opinion about Mary Lou Henner through the old filter to determine whether or not I think Mary Lou Henner is attractive. I can see that she's an attractive woman, not my type. A little brassy for me.
Oh, you don't like the brassy broads?
I don't like brassy broads.
Why is that? Because you're brassy, and you don't want anyone else jumping in on the brassy bubble.
When you have an orchestra, you need brass, you need woodwinds, you need percussion, you need every kind of instrument. Yep. I'm the brass in my orchestra.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
My wife, she's the gentle piccolo. You've met my wife, a gentle piccolo.
I would say that is a perfect description of Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Gentle
mm-hmm.
piccolo.
That's right.
Like this.
Yeah. That's right. When she speaks, it's almost bird song.
Yeah.
It's as close to a human being can be to bird song without actually sprouting feathers and flying away.
Right. And if you step out of line,
mm-hmm.
piccolo gets jammed through your throat.
That's exactly right.
I think that cast, the taxi cast, has probably got to be one of the all-timers in terms of what the people did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You go like, right down the line, you got nothing but all-stars on that team. Well,
it's an all-star team. Yeah, I know.
Mostly all-stars.
Yeah, mostly that kind.
and mostly all-stars and maybe, you know, a couple position players who had great seasons.
Who really contributed.
Yeah.
Who, you look at their stats and you're like, oh,
yeah,
he hit 300 that year.
Yeah, Conway hit 300 one year. Conway knocked in 100 runs.
Conway was third in MVP voting one year.
Absolutely. Like, it was like a lot of guys, you know, he blew out his knee. That's all.
But, you know, also, Conway, he had that. He had Grease. I mean, the guy, really, they're building busts of guys like that.
But he was in another big movie.
Conway was?
Yeah. It was another big movie. I can't remember what it was.
I disagree with that. But
you disagree that he was in another big movie?
Yeah.
Why would you disagree with
You're talking like Grease.
Yes, like that, like a big movie.
Okay.
He had two big movies, and I can't remember what the other one was.
All right.
I could look it up.
Stick to the
All right,
the
so go down the line. You got Henner. Great
Henner,
career.
You got DeVito.
You got what's his face? Danza.
Yep.
You got Hirsch.
You got Chris Lloyd.
You got Lloyd. You got fucking.
It's incredible.
You got Andy. Kaufman.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, forget
this
it.
This is Murderer's Row.
It's Murderer's Row. Nobody wants to play them.
No.
You know. I mean, then you got that tune.
You got everything. You got who created the show? The Marshall dude, Brooks, James Brooks, right? That was him. When I say Marshall, I mean Brooks.
Yeah, when you say Rob Marshall, you mean, you know.
No, I was thinking Gary James Marshall, Brooks. But I meant James Brooks.
I know you did.
A hell of a television series.
A hell of a television, and that's the other thing. It had all those all-stars, and it used their talents.
Absolutely.
Because that doesn't always happen.
No.
Right?
And look at Ed.
Huh?
Hmm?
I don't even know that show.
Nobody does.
And there you go.
Emmy winner Julie Bowen on that show. Congratulations
but not for
to
that
her.
Show. Congratulations to Julie Bowen.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to this.
She loves this podcast.
She's never listened to it.
No, why would she? She's an Emmy winner.
Yeah. Mike and Tom Eat snacks. He was only in Grease. He was not in any other.
So I was right.
Good movie.
Should you say it?
Tom, when you're right, you're right. But
great movie. Great movie.
Fantastic movie, but you know, let us not forget you forgot Salt.
Do you know who played Danny Zuko on Broadway? The John Travolta role?
Yes, I do, Tom.
Who's that?
Jeff Conway.
Attaboy.
Jeff Conway. Had a promising career. And just, you know, guy needed a little bit more edamame in his life.
Sure, because this is a healthy snack and it's a damn good one. This is the other thing about edamame. It's kind of a nice talking snacking food.
That's, I was just thinking
that. We were just chatting it up, and for the entire time you've been, since we mentioned the edamame, folks, we've been chowing down on it. You kind of have conversation. You're kind of busy. You know, another food like that is pistachios.
Oh, sure.
You're kind of cracking them, you know. But the only thing about pistachios, you kind of need to be on a stakeout.
Oh, yeah. You look, if you're going to be eating pistachios, you really should be on a stakeout.
You want to check out, see who's sleeping with your wife.
For me, it's like checking out Crime Lords.
Sometimes it's heist.
Uh-huh.
You're staking out the bank for the heist.
The problem is that I have found
sometimes it's a whodunit.
Pistachios and heists is the pistachios, if you're not careful.
Dead giveaway?
Evidence.
Yeah, sure.
Terrible evidence because not only.
Your hands, your mouth.
You can't eat the red ones. Never, never, never eat the red ones if you're doing a heist.
No, forget it.
You got to go natural and make sure you get all the shells in a paper bag. Take it with you. If you leave a single shell, guess what? They've got evidence. Oh, it's the pistachio marauder and they've got DNA.
No, William Peterson's coming by and he's like, excuse me, knock, knock, knock. Giving you a smug look because he knows he's got you.
Yo, 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 yo. Ready? Here we go. All right, yo, yo, yeah. Yeah, alleviate the B-rate, you B-rate, grade A bullshit, call shit, rap surreptitious, suspicious of the homosexuality, finality, reality. I mean, is out of my mind range, governor? Is out of my eye range, governor? Is out of me range, governor? I'm an Irish lass, ha ha ha. Oh, take me home and impregnate me, please. Oh, it's lonely out here on the Dublin Hills.
I went out with this person one time who explained that you don't call it edamame. The correct pronunciation of the word is edamame.
I don't care.
That person ordered it that way, and I thought, what a tool.
And did the waiter go, what?
I think the waiter just kind of went, ugh. Caucasians.
Right, this guy.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I got to deal with that guy.
And some edamame. And some edamame. It was something dumb like that. Edamame. Of course, that's probably how you do it.
It probably is the correct pronunciation, but you don't need to prove anything to anybody, Alex Trebek.
Yeah, Alex. You don't have to prove it to us, Alex. We know you have the show. It's 27 years in. What are you trying to prove?
We know you know how to pronounce things, Alex.
Well, you're smart. Oh, you chased after people and hurt yourself? That's neither here nor there for us, Alex. We just want to know if we can guess the answers.
Look.
We don't really need to know that you know the answers.
Alex, just tell me whether it's the Daily Double or not. I don't need to hear your whole life story.
You know what, Alex? That whole thing where you're asking me about me, nobody cares. Because all you're going to do is have some kind of sly comment that kind of puts me down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you won't go on that camping trip again. Yeah, I guess I won't, Alex.
Can we
I'm
just
not
play
here
the
to
damn
talk
game?
To you about my camping trip. I'm here to win lots of money on Jeopardy.
Right. So you can't go out. You can't go out for dinner with the guy. And I thought it was gracious of you to not mention his name. But look, when you said, we all knew.
When I said the correct pronunciation is edamame, I think 97% of our viewers and our viewers said,
oh,
he had dinner with Trebek.
Right.
Did I get a word in? Didn't.
Right.
You know, the correct pronunciation is, I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, at least he's paying.
Yeah.
At least this is on Sony.
Mm-hmm. No, Trebek can afford it.
A couple
of Canadian guys going out to dinner together, getting some sushi. You probably thought to yourself, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to talk about hockey all night.
Yeah. And hockey only came out once. You know, the national sport is lacrosse and the Iroquois. I'm like, oh,
shut
God.
Up,
so
Trebek.
You know about the Iroquois. I really wanted to reach across the table and punch him in the ear.
The thing is, for a guy who should know everything, he's not that smart.
He isn't. He was like, okay, now Hollywood and Vine is from here where?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude. It's one block over that way. It's east. Mm-hmm. You're so fucking smart. And I was like, I should have recorded that.
Right.
And I didn't. You want to wear a wire when you have dinner with Trebek. Because sometimes, for all the things he knows, there's some common sense that he doesn't know.
That's the thing. He knows a lot. He's got no street smarts.
No. He's like,
do you know,
why two shoes?
Let me tell you something. You know that Nigerian email scam that goes around? Everybody's like, oh, the fucking Nigerian wants money from me. I'm not going to fall for this. You know who fell for it? Trebek.
Yeah.
Trebek lost half $1 million.
But not even that. Twice.
I know. That's the thing that drives me crazy.
Yeah. After the cops had been through the whole thing and explained all, the whole thing to him.
It wasn't really a Nigerian prince, Alex.
No, it didn't really. This guy's just trying to scam you. And then 1 month later, same thing.
I like to help out the people that need help.
In Nigeria.
You dummy.
Drives me crazy.
I mean,
Nicest guy you ever want to meet.
I think his guard is down because that money just keeps flowing in.
Maybe that's what it is.
And he's just flowing in. You know, and his partner is always like, oh, well, we should, you know, watch the books a little bit, right? He doesn't care.
No. Say what you want about Trebek. Money goes through him like a sieve. He doesn't care.
He don't care.
He's just happy to be there. Nice guy. I feel bad now for trashing
Great
Trebek.
Guy. Great guy.
Salt of the earth guy.
Love that guy. You know, where would we be without Alex Trebek? Where would we be?
Exactly.
No one can pull that job off.
Oh, no. Nobody could do that.
No. Only he can do that.
Let me ask you something about edamame.
God bless him.
Do you ever eat the shell, the exterior? Do you ever chew on that a little bit?
Don't do that. Why would you do that?
I do that.
You what?
I chew on it.
You chew on the shell?
Yeah.
You eat the shell?
I'll munch on it a bit, yeah.
You chew on it for a tactile sensation, or do you swallow it?
What happens is sometimes if you cook it long enough or correctly, the shell itself sort of becomes edible. It softens, and you can kind of scrape it off with your teeth. Not this time.
Not avocado. What am I thinking of? Scrape off with your teeth.
Artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like that, yeah. And so sometimes what happens is if you get it nice and warm and soft and pliable at, say, a Japanese restaurant, you can take the thing off and then you get an extra salt boost and you get an extra fiber.
So if I'm at a Japanese restaurant and I have it come in all hot, I can just... I'm trying now.
I just got a little piece off. It just sort of... It's almost like, you know, you ever chew on your... You ever chew on your finger or something? You get some skin off?
No.
And you just chew on your finger?
No, I don't chew on my finger.
Yeah, so sometimes I'm just chewing on my finger.
Why are you chewing on your finger?
I'm going to get the skin off.
Why are you wanting the skin off?
It's such a mistake. It's such a mistake. See right here?
Yeah, you're going to end up with... Oh, you're missing skin on your thumb there.
Yeah, I'm just chewing it off.
You chewed it off?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's like 127 hours kind of thing.
Hey, Alex Trebek, what's the largest organ in the human body?
The skin.
Yeah, you idiot. No, wait, we're back loving him again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you for that, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Boy, Google almost put him out of
business. If I were in that position, I don't know how I could not bet at all when the double down comes. It's my whole instinct. Every time I see that, I was like, bet at all.
Well, because there's strategery involved.
Yeah, and I would miss out on the strategery because my thing is every time I land on that, ding, 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 I'm like, boom, here's all the money I got. I'm all in because now I can double that money.
Right.
That's and my thing on the final Jeopardy, be like, I'm going to know this. Boom, I'll bet everything. Mm-hmm. Even if I got like a lead that they can't catch me.
Right. The category is opera.
I'm all in. Boom, I'm all in. I got opera. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name? Pavarotti. It's bound to be Pavarotti. And then boom, I'm out.
Okay, so look what happened.
Yeah, I see what you did. You chewed off the skin.
Sometimes it just comes off.
I feel like this is...
And then I chew it.
I feel like in this episode, this is a plus for our viewers and our not viewers because I don't think most people are doing what you're doing.
Have you taken a survey? How do you know?
I know a lot. I talk to the viewers. I'm a man on the street. They're not viewers. Oh, that's how I know that they're not viewers.
I got a whole big thing off. And I'm eating it. I'm chewing it down.
That's dumb.
Extra salt, more fiber. Who's dumb now?
Well, you're dumb, but I mean, you've done a good thing. And you've imparted that knowledge to our mateys, not our Mayfairs.
I find myself scraping the plate to get the extra salt. Whatever granules of salt are left, I'm scraping up.
Uh-huh. Now, you know what I do too, right, Magic?
Tell me.
I don't just add salt. I add the good black stuff too.
What's that? Oil?
Yes. Huh?
Oil?
Not oil.
Coal?
Not coal. Not coal.
Bootstrap molasses.
Not bootstrap molasses.
Shoestrap molasses?
Not shoestrap molasses.
Tell me what you add.
Pepper.
Oh, pepper.
Yeah, the good black stuff.
Yeah.
Pepper is responsible for the trade routes, really.
For the what?
The trade routes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The trade routes.
Michael Pollan and the trade routes.
Oh, yeah.
Ratings.
The edamame for me is, I mean, it's a damn home run, Mike.
It is. It's a goddamn home run.
It is. It really is. You know, you don't expect it. Edamame is like, you know, a respected member of the snack game. And sometimes I think it's under appreciated. I think it plays in a small market. I mean, it's ubiquitous. It's there, but it's not your chocolate chip cookie. It's not your Snickers bar. And then it gets up there to the plate, Mike, and damn it, if it isn't looking fastball, gets fastball, hammers the fastball.
Here's the thing about Edamame. Remember we did banana?
You can have bad banana.
I don't know that I've had bad edamame. I've had maybe less good edamame.
I think the edamame, when it gets less good, is in the preparation of it.
Not in the edamame, right?
Not in the edamame. It's not the edamame's fault.
Right.
You know? I mean, your damn banana will ripen like gangbusters if you don't watch it carefully.
If you're not careful with the banana, you're going to get mealy mouth, crummy banana.
Yeah, it'll be like, I'm ready. Quick, watch this.
Right, you lose that banana tang.
Put it in your mouth and the tang is gone. Mm-hmm. But with edamame, really, yeah, it's there for you. That's the other thing. Team player, there for you. Just give it a little bit of salt, which... You know, essentially is saying to a planet, just rotate so you get a little sun. Because it's always going to rotate. It's going to get sun.
Exactly.
You give the edamame some salt, the edamame could not be happier. The fact that it's a great tasting snack and it's a healthy snack. How often do we say that? I'm going to go with never.
Mm-hmm. Great tasting, healthy snack. Right. That's a first.
Maybe banana.
Yeah, but banana, as you know.
But I don't think I would posit to you that the banana is not as great tasting as the edamame.
You can posit all you want. I'll agree.
All right.
I'm not going to opposit.
You're not going to no posit?
I'm not going to opposit.
You're not going to nopposit?
Opposit.
You're going to take an opposite position?
Exactly.
So for me, Michael, I look at this edamame and I'm excited that Mates has edamame, that we've welcomed edamame as our guest. It has performed, as it always does, exceedingly well. It's really a triumph. It's its own triumph. I'm really excited about it. 9.
Whoa.
Yeah. 9.
I thought about the 9.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, Michael, because that thing you mentioned where we go to a party, we're going to reach for, maybe we'll reach for the crudité, maybe we'll convince ourselves to, but I will, if there's edamame, I will always reach for the edamame.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Wow.
9. I'm not saying no in German. I mean, I'm saying yes.
Okay.
In Canadian.
Got it. I can hardly disagree with that rating. I'm going to give it an 8.75.
If I'm not mistaken, I might be mistaken. I'm mistaken a lot. I'm mistaken 7 times this morning before I put on my shoes. But I think that is our first fraction.
Well, we go point fives all the time. For me, it's better. Oh yeah, we'll go 8. We'll go 8.5, 3.5, 4.5. All the whole numbers. We'll add a half to that regularly.
Have we ever? This is not our first episode then.
No, but I believe this is our first 0.75 rating.
I know it is.
I know it's better than an 8.5. To me, it's not quite a 9. 8.75. It is probably the best healthy salty snack we're gonna get.
You know, if you're edamame. Okay, and Shuck gives you a 9, and Jive gives you an 8.75, you are happy.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.